May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. I love the snooker, and there's been a few protests this year at the Crucible Theatre in Sheffield. We had someone last night shouting, "Don't forget the Epstein files!" It was 16-all, you know, like classic semi-final, first to 17. One of the greatest snooker games ever to have been played. And someone in the final frame decides to shout, "Don't forget the Epstein files!" The fuck? Of course, they're immediately ejected, and their chance of watching an epic conclusion to an epic match, which they paid like £200 to £500 to see, had vanished. Because they wanted to shout, "Don't forget the Epstein files." What do they expect the result of that to be? Someone's going to be watching and the snooker, and someone shouts, "Don't forget the Epstein files," and they think, "Oh yeah, I've forgotten about them. You know, maybe we should do something about them." And I'm in a good position to do something about them because I'm Jeffrey Epstein, living as he is in wherever, South America. You know, and he thinks, "Oh yeah, the Epstein files, you know, I should get back to that, really, fucking underage kids." You know, the snooker has reminded me I should sink the pink and down the brow. It's just, what's she expecting to come from shouting out, "Don't forget the Epstein"? It's ridiculous. But even more crazy, today, the protester, a female, she humped over the bat humps. She jumped over the barriers and shouted, I'm not making this up. So again, she spent, it's the final now. So she spent, what, £300, right? She's watched the first bit of the final. Then she's jumped over the barriers to shout, not fucking with you, to shout, who fucking pays for their TV license anyway? And then answers her own question by shouting, nobody pays their TV license. And the referee, a former police officer, she was fucking with the wrong guy, clotheslines her. And she's whisked away. And apparently, I'm not sure if this is true or not, but she's committed suicide in her cell. Hard to believe that, isn't it? But I love the drama. I love the snooker. What I love most is the shittest protest of all time. And that is what I pay my TV license for.